I think the lack of snow cover and the worry about an ongoing drought is the elephant in the room. But everybody knows you still have to plan for the upcoming growing season, and you have to hope that precipitation starts, and with a little bit of snow and a little bit of colder temperatures, maybe it'll make people feel like things maybe are getting back to what we would consider more normal. Oftentimes it's snowy and blowy and darn cold during crop production week, but that certainly will be the elephant in the room. Along with that, I think the other elephant in the room is declining crop prices for most commodities, and I think that's on people's minds as well, that margins look like they're about to tighten up.
Just looking at the futures markets the first week of January, some quite disturbing numbers, especially for wheat.
Things are a lot softer than if you go back a year ago. We've seen a major slide in canola. Spring wheat is very soft. Durum has been disappointing. Flax is down dramatically. Feed barley looks like a dog as far as trying to make money with it. There are a few bright spots out there in the southern part of the central areas that can grow lentils. Lentils, even red lentils, have improved a little bit. Large green lentils and other classes of lentils are up dramatically compared to a year ago. So I think there'll be a lot of interest in that. Kabuli chickpeas are steady with a year ago. There are a few bright spots out there. There are a few profitable alternatives, and I think producers will be visiting with commodity buyers there, looking at what new crop contract prices are looking like, sometimes looking at cropping options they may not have previously considered. So I think that will be even more than usual part of what goes on at Crop Show.
In areas that can grow durum, do you think we'll see an acreage shift from wheat to durum?
Durum certainly is a pretty good strong premium to spring wheat at probably $3 or more a bushel difference. And it's not surprising to see it growing in areas where they're out of the even dark brown soil zone. And it's not impossible to grow in if you get the right year. It's just that you can run into harvest weather that causes crop downgrading. So I would think that durum may indeed gain acres at the expense of spring wheat. People need a cereal in their rotation. Spring wheat has been disappointing, so durum indeed may end up the winner.
What about oats? I know last year there was a significant drop after a pretty big crop the previous year. Probably a bit of a rebound there?
I think so. Oats are another one where the price has improved. We started to work through the surplus. And yeah, like you say, the acreage was down dramatically last year and helped solve some of that surplus production. The oat meeting for the Saskatchewan Oat Development Commission, part of the Prairie Oat Growers Association, is being held at Crop Show, and a market analysis there. So I expect there'll be a lot of people tuning into that to see the market outlook and to see some of the new uses and the market potential for oats. So I think of the cereals, oats could also be a winner. These things are very regional. Oats is typically a crop for northeastern Saskatchewan, east central Saskatchewan. Durum tends to be in central and southern areas of the province, as do lentils. So everybody has different agronomic constraints. But I think overall, of the commodities, oats is looking brighter than many.
You mentioned when margins get tighter for traditional crops, producers more likely maybe to look outside of the box. Are there any crops that you think might be of interest to growers that, you know, that may not be in a normal producer's rotation?
Well, there's a few of the quite small acreage crops, and camelina comes to mind, and there are a couple of firms marketing camelina and looking for contract growers. Quinoa has been talked about, is still not grown on any significant acreage. Even specialty canolas, where you can sometimes lock in a price premium or lock in a base price and have some price certainty, might be something that producers will look at. So if you go back in history, hemp was another one that looked bright, but again hasn't zoomed up dramatically in acreage. But those crops tend to be represented at Crop Show, and producers will probably be checking in to see how the market looks and whether the different varieties and the different agronomics makes it suitable for them to give it a try.